President Obama is in Panama today for the start of the Latin American summit. Also in attendance is Cuban President Raul Castro. Cuba's attending the summit for the first time since 1962, when it was expelled from the Organization of American States. Now, the White House says there are no plans for a formal one-on-one meeting between President Castro and President Obama, but the two heads of state are likely to cross paths during the summit and have a meeting, even if it's not a formal one, which comes as the U.S. considers removing Cuba from its list of state sponsors of terrorism. Julissa Reynoso was in charge of the United States-Cuba policy from 2009 to 2012 as Deputy Secretary of State. Today, she's a partner at the international law firm of Chadburn and Park. She joins me from Panama, where she, too, is attending the summit. Julissa, welcome.
Hi, Todd. Thank you.
President Obama says that the State Department has completed its review of Cuba's status as a state sponsor of terror, said he hasn't made a formal decision yet, but once that's lifted, it's a major step.
Absolutely. It's an issue that the Cuban government has been consistently seeking to have resolved. And so it would be a major step forward in trying to normalize the relationship.
But it's also a necessary step under U.S. law, right? I mean, the U.S. government and U.S. businesses can't do business with a state sponsor of terror. So once that's lifted, the floodgates of business can be opened.
Well, it's an important step in terms of moving forward with economic openness. However, Cuba remains sanctioned under U.S. law and will remain sanctioned irrespective of the change in the list of state sponsor of terrorism. So for firms and businesses to enter, you're still going to have to deal with the sanctions regime.
Well, Julissa Reynoso, as we watch things warm up between Cuba and the United States over the past several months, meetings among officials, what's the significance now on the world stage of Cuba attending the summit for the first time since the early 60s?
Right. It's an important event for the region, for Latin America and the Caribbean at large. You have a whole lot of players here, not only heads of government. You also have businesses, CEOs, et cetera. You have a CEO summit here in Panama. And yesterday, having the Cuban Minister of Investment speak to hundreds of business people was quite a scene, given the history of Cuba and its relationship with, say, capital. So there seems to be a shift in policy from the Cuban side, obviously always mindful of its own kind of dynamics internally in its political situation. But beyond the important political message of having Raul Castro attend this summit, there seems to be also a shift in terms of its overall economic policy, which I think it's important for all of us to be attentive to. It's also given the pressure the United States has been over the last several decades to have Cuba attend the summit. I also think for us, for the United States, with respect to our relationship with the Caribbean and Latin America, it's also very important. I think it's going to allow us to have more goodwill come from the region, given our new posture with respect to Cuba.
Well, you mentioned the CEO summit and the importance of business and capital here, and that seems critical. And you yourself, having been at the State Department previously, now at an international law firm, you're perfectly positioned to help with all of the contracts and the millions of dollars that are getting ready to flow between Cuba and the United States.
There is a lot of interest in doing business in Cuba, for sure. There are still very important limitations with respect to doing business in Cuba because of the embargo. However, the December announcement by the president did alleviate certain of those sanctions. And I think, obviously, certain businesses are now very much looking to engage the Cuban authorities to try to move in and invest. It's a very, frankly, select number of sectors that can now enter the Cuban market because of our own rules. And there are a whole lot of other types of sectors that still require special licenses and the like to enter Cuba. Of course, you also have to have a willing counterpart in Cuba. So that's also something that firms traveling to Cuba to do business necessarily have to consider as well.
Well, the diplomatic warmth is starting to flow at the summit of the Americas, and the money is getting ready to flow. Julissa Reynoso was the U.S.-Cuban policy director at the State Department from 2009 to 2012. She was Deputy Secretary of State. Today, she's with the law firm of Chadburn and Park. Julissa, thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks very much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.